from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Danny and Dusty.
My Uncle Gus is the uncle that liked to work the grill. As soon as you walk in the house, it's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Chad, throw the match. Now that's a fire.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm not cooking a brontosaurus burger.
The Fan.
Hour number three here on Danny and Dusty on a Wednesday afternoon. God, I had to double check that one. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan, or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan, we appreciate you. We love you. And today we continue on with our college football trophy rivalry matchups.
We got some doozies today.
We do have some doozies today. We have a local bias that is clearly impacting one of the polls. But let's get through with our winners from yesterday. From our matchups yesterday, we'll start with the worst first. The Bell, the Ohio Marshall rivalry, whooped up on the anniversary award of Bowling Green State and Kent State, which, yeah, it's one of the worst trophies in all of this.
It's terrible.
The Beehive Boot, featuring the Menage a Trois of Utah, BYU and Utah State, cleans house against the Centennial Cup between Colorado and Colorado State.
That's the only time that term has ever been used describing those three schools.
Right. Totally
maybe
so.
Maybe they get weird. You don't know the pineapple situation down there.
Things turn sideways.
How many Adirondack chairs again?
In this case, 7.
Well, depends. It's maybe a lot if you're into the whole, you know, sister wives thing.
Exactly. I mean, 7. Between the Fremont Cannon and the Golden Egg. I'm actually surprised this one was as lopsided as it was. Almost 83% of the vote going to the Fremont Cannon between Nevada and UNLV versus the Golden Egg of Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
Wow.
Look, I knew the Cannon was going to win, but I didn't think it'd be a landslide.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Golden Egg, it's just an egg, man. It's all it is. It's a Golden Egg. It's a weird trophy. A frat came up with it, and they're like, meh. Whatever. Good enough.
And then in what we knew was going to be a contested battle, the old oaken bucket of Indiana and Purdue losing to the little brown jug of Michigan and Minnesota.
Look at that. We are all team
little brown jug.
Michigan and team Iowa when it comes to the Minnesota rivalries.
But this is a Minnesota Michigan award.
Minnesota is very, 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 very
lucky that Michigan's attached.
Look, I didn't know this about people from Minnesota. Bad people back in the turn of the century. Bad people. Racist and poisoning the water of Michigan Michigan's bench. At least that's what Fielding Yost thought, the head coach of Michigan at the time.
I mean, it's probably still true. They're probably still
all right.
Bad.
All right.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right, today's matchups, the Governor's Cup between Kentucky and Louisville. And as far as cups go, pretty rad cup.
It is. It's actually, I'm anti-cup trophies.
I am as well.
I'm anti-cup trophies. This one is a little bit different. I mean, it's not just your normal circle. The picture doesn't, the picture doesn't really do it great justice, because it's a cup, but it looks like kind of like the claret jug almost.
Yeah, it has that feel to it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of that feel to it. I like it. I'm pro Jefferson Epps Trophy, Florida State, Virginia. I don't know why Florida State and Virginia have a trophy game.
I don't know.
That seems like a weird one. Why in the world they would have a trophy in a rivalry game? Florida State seems much better than Virginia. They're not, like, geographically connected.
Oh, this one's the Kentucky states. Louisville. There's multiple Governor's Cups.
No, I was talking Jefferson Epps.
Oh, gotcha. You moved on already.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
All right.
But no, we have the Governor's Cup and the Land of Lincoln.
Land of Lincoln on
this one. Illinois Northwestern, which is a pretty rad trophy. It's quite literally Abe Lincoln's hat. It's a top hat.
We need this one.
It's
obviously Northwestern Illinois,
yes.
Two teams in the Land of Lincoln. You know they used to play for another badass trophy?
Yeah, the Tomahawk.
Yeah, the Sweet Sue Tomahawk Trophy, which is awesome. But then in 2009, they said, yeah, we should probably change this. We're reading the room on all the schools and Native American mascots changing. We're going to go ahead and we're going to hot route this bad boy. And they went to the Land of Lincoln Trophy, which is just a bronzed top hat. It's great.
Which is great.
You know, the first place that they awarded this trophy when they made the switch was Wrigley Field. Northwestern Illinois played in 2009 at Wrigley Field, and that's when they brought in the Land of Lincoln top hat trophy. A bronze top hat. Fitting. It's a cool look, too.
It is a good look. I definitely would put it up in the upper half of trophies, for sure. Moving on to the one, you had the Jefferson Epps Trophy between Florida State and UVA.
Okay.
It very much looks like it's part of a Tarnax commercial.
Yeah, they need to shine it up a little bit, but I'm all right with it. Looks good. It's good. Apparently, they just haven't shined it ever, because it's not like from like the 50s or 60s. It's from 1995.
Yeah.
I don't think that they've, and it feels like they just created this one out of nowhere.
Yeah, because I don't, the ties aren't clear.
Yeah, it's named after the founder of the University of Virginia, Thomas Jefferson, and the founder of, and then Thomas Jefferson's grandson, Francis Epps, who is a mayor in Tallahassee. That's why we have a rivalry game, is because Thomas Jefferson's grandson was the mayor of Tallahassee?
No, the reason it started was because Virginia was the very first team to beat Florida State in the ACC after starting 29-0.
So that started a rivalry, too? It's like
that was the one that
ended. And nobody else can beat us, so I guess we're going to do this? They started giving it out in 1995.
So and that is going up against the Textile Bowl Trophy, which... weird, but okay. Between Clemson and North Carolina State, and it's just a big old saucer.
I'm out on it. I'm out on the big old saucer. Give me the Jefferson Epps Trophy. Mayor of Tallahassee, apparently. Who knew?
The next one. This is a bit of a, again, poor draw, poor seating, perhaps. The Wagon Wheel Trophy between Kent State and Akron against the Paul Bunyan Trophy of Michigan and Michigan State.
Okay. Now, I'm a sucker for wagon wheel games, but the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry,
it's a giant G.I. Joe wooden action figure of Paul Bunyan.
1898 is when the rivalry started, and they started giving this, it's a ridiculous-looking trophy, but they started giving the trophy back and forth in 1945. This rivalry is one of those ones where it has gone back and forth.
Yep. Now, it's been pretty lopsided recently.
Well, yeah, Michigan is just a hot knife through butter for most schools in the Big Ten lately. But it's Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
I mean, Paul Bunyan, big presence in the Big Ten. We've already had Paul Bunyan's axe. Now we have Paul Bunyan himself.
Yes.
And so I'm going in this one, Paul Bunyan. Paul Bunyan Trophy, far superior.
I think it's going to be a landslide there. And then we're going to the local.
Okay.
The Platypus, the Platy, Oregon State.
Yeah.
Going up against the Bronze Stalk of Ball State and Northern Illinois. Look, local bias, I know what you guys are going to vote. You're going to vote for the Platy.
They are right now.
It's not a good trophy.
It is 81.4%.
It's not a good trophy.
It's a terrible trophy.
It needs to, look, the idea, A+, S tier, fantastic. The Platy is fantastic.
Yeah.
The execution, flawed.
No, like, even if they were to have the Platy, because it's made of wood, because they're like, it's made from wood found in the great state of Oregon.
Yeah, they had to do
timber
something.
Timber community, right?
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Well, there is great history behind this, too, because the Platypus Trophy has been stolen multiple times over its life.
I do love a good theft.
Then it just disappeared for a while. Like, just gone. Nobody knew where it was. Turns out, Oregon and Oregon State had been giving it back and forth for the water polo teams. Like, how does a trophy go from being like, hey, the football game, the Civil War, we're going to give this trophy to? They just forgot about it and were like, I guess we'll give it away for water polo?
I don't like this.
Yeah. So, it has come back, but what I will say, it would be better, like, we have the cannon that we were talking about with Nevada, Reno, and UNLV. They paint it every year that you win it, right? What if we, like, had it painted and the little brown jug has the score of each game in, like, it doesn't have to be fancy either. They do it in, like, whiteout.
Give me an actual, like, real carved platypus.
If you're gonna go wooden platypus, we need to fancy this thing up or trash it up a little bit, if we're being quite honest.
Either way.
Or you just get a brand new trophy and you say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take some rock from the Oregon coast. We're going to take some rock from Central Oregon. We're going to meld it together just like you meld a duck and a beaver and make a platypus. And we're going to have this badass big rock trophy. That would be cool. We could do something like that. But right now it's just a piece of wood that vaguely resembles a platypus.
Yeah, it's... vaguely is a safe way to put it.
Meanwhile, the bronze cornstalk, pretty awesome.
It's three giant cornstalks on a trophy.
It's pretty awesome.
Look, as trophies go, this is about as original as it gets.
Yeah, man.
Like, if you took the names off these, I don't know how you could vote for the Platypus. Because, again, idea, wonderful.
Yep.
Execution, flawed.
Not great.
Idea for Northern Illinois and the bronze stalk and Ball State. Phenomenal execution, phenomenal. They didn't go abstract. They went like full-on bronzed cornstalk.
I wonder if Bonzi Wells knows about that. You know, the bronze cornstalk and being a rivalry game. Man, do we know anybody else from Ball State? Is that where Letterman went? David Letterman go to Ball State? Anybody? Boom Goes the Dynamite guy went to Ball State.
The only other thing I remember about Ball State was when I was in junior high and we got to watch the Oregon State men's tournament game and Gary Payton and OSU lost to Ball State.
Oh, God. Papa John. John Schnatter.
Wait, I thought he was Louisville.
Jason Whitlock. David Letterman.
Oh, Stedman. Stedman Graham, Oprah's husband. Isn't that Oprah's?
Yeah.
Isn't that who it is?
Brad Maynard.
Brad Maynard. I don't know.
Punter for the Bears.
Sure. Yep. We're really digging if we're going.
Brady Hoke.
All right.
Just waking up from a nap.
That's right. I don't know any of these other people.
Joyce DeWitt.
That'd be Janet from Three's Company.
There you go. God, you would know that.
Again.
Come on. Three's Company was in my wheelhouse.
You are a lockbox
of just dumb knowledge.
Yeah. She was
Suzanne
hot.
Suzanne Summers, Priscilla Barnes.
Loved Suzanne Summers. Both Three's Company, Time Master, and Step by Step.
Yeah.
Loved it all. I love her entire body of work.
Could have left off the last two words.
Yep.
Wow.
Not a lot of famous and notable alumni from...
I mean, when you've got Big Papa, Papa John, and David Letterman, you're doing pretty good for Ball State.
Are we really that excited about Papa John, though?
But I mean, just financially.
We're going Papa John.
And they're probably both worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Hold a captain voice change.
Number three is either Bonzi or Stedman. It's Stedman. It's Stedman. You know? It's Oprah. All right. Well.
That's talking Ball State.
Yeah, we are talking Ball State.
It's an interesting group.
Yeah, I'd have thought there'd be more.
There you go. Vancouver 4 text line. Nobody calls that the platypus. It's the model in the puddle or Civil War and nothing else. As far as the rivalry trophy. Well, no, there's an actual rivalry
the
trophy.
The actual trophy
it's called the platypus.
Is the platypus.
Doesn't matter what you call it or not. It's, yeah. There's an actual trophy that's like a thing.
Yeah.
So.
I would say so, yeah. Yeah. All right.
There you go. Those are our matchups for today. We're halfway through now, the first round.
Oh, really?
That's 32 of 64.
Hey, let's go!
Dun, 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 dun.
All right.
So.
Okay, who's got a better alumni base? Ball State.
Or Northern Illinois.
Or my Southern Oregon University. Because our top two, we have Ty Burrell, the great Phil Dunphy.
Pretty good.
We also have Joel David Moore. You may know him as Later Turd Nugget.
No way.
Yeah.
From Grandma's Boy?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's not surprising.
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of Southern.
Come on, man. Our gaming team's awesome. And then we also have, what's her name? D.R.C. Carden, who was in the show, you remember the show The Good Place? On
Vaguely,
NBC?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't watch it, but...
She was in that. Let's see what else she in. I don't know what else she's in. That's not really selling it too hard. But I feel like R2, they're no David Letterman, for God's sake.
I believe you also have another Beaverton High School alumnus, and now I believe principal and head football coach at Crater High School, Bo Canfield.
Oh.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We got them too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So that's a solid top three there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Beards and Strikes again.
Yes.
I'm also trying to see here. No. The.
If I ever get put on the notable alumni for Beardson, I am almost certainly going to have the lowest GPA of anyone there.
Probably. Probably.
That'll be my achievement.
Probably. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm going down this alumni list. It's not distinguished.
Have you come across you yet?
No.
No?
No. But we got the great Dusty McGroarty, running back.
Another Dusty?
Oh, yeah. Running back for the Rams and Dolphins.
From Southern?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What year?
04. Through like 06?
Oh, this century?
Yeah.
Wow.
The pride of Warrington High.
There you go.
DMAC. Let's go.
I'm babe. All right. Coming up next, we're going to pivot from the illustrious alumni to your significant other coming together and making sure that you do not have that holiest of days on the holiest of days. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattress mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Have you ever heard of a website called The Knot?
Yeah, dude. That's how weddings are planned.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, was that a thing you guys consulted?
TheKnot.com, yeah.
During your matrimony process?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah. Getting married is interesting because when you get married, if you do it right, you're only supposed to do it once.
Sure.
So you have, no frame of reference. It's like buying a house for the first time. You don't really know what's going on here.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Yeah, you can read up on it, and you're sitting there, and you're going, I don't know. Well, hey, wait, no. That means, 40% of the time, if it's 60% is marriage and it works, okay?
That's actually a better batting percentage.
That is.
What we got.
That is.
Yeah.
But you know what? That means 60% of it ends in death.
Oh.
There's a comedian who has this bit. He does have you seen the comedian who does PowerPoint presentations? He goes, I think it was 46% of marriages end in divorce. He's like, that's a bad way to look at it.
Yes.
You want to spin it even worse? That means 54% of marriages end in death. How about that?
Oh, God.
We don't look at it that way.
I vaguely remember that one. Is that the same one that has the...
That dude's funny. But he does PowerPoint, so real comedians are like, oh, that's a bit like a prop comic. It's like, that's pretty funny.
Whatever. Carrot Top's done okay.
Makes me laugh. Come on.
I feel like that whole PowerPoint thing, isn't that the one where he has the, when there's an argument between a husband and wife, who's wrong and who's right?
Yeah, he does that. Okay, he does that bit too. Yeah.
When you're right and she's wrong, you're wrong.
We're always wrong.
We're always wrong. When you're both
sounds
wrong,
like a
you're
Jim
wrong.
Gaffigan bit too.
Mm-hmm.
He feels like he's in that same vein of comedian. Yeah. But all this is coming about because apparently October 12th is one of the five most popular wedding dates this year.
This is a shame. It is something that we need to rectify it as a country
mm-hmm.
and as a nation.
Why are so many people getting married in the fall?
I don't know. Don't do it.
We did.
I mean, we got married
September 21st.
We got married September 28th, but...
Both of you guys got married in the fall?
But, number one...
I feel like I don't even know you.
Mine was during COVID. Number two, it was a courthouse where it was my parents, my sister, my brother-in-law, their kids.
All right.
Her parents, her sister, her brother-in-law. That's it.
Yeah.
So...
Well, and mine was Bill Murray's birthday and Earth, Wind, and Fire Day.
Do you remember?
Yes.
Exactly. It's my sister's birthday. The 21st day of September.
Exactly.
Yep.
The reason, at least for us, was do you want to just do it now? Because we were going to do it in the summer, but COVID pushed everything out.
All right.
So we ended up doing it that way. We actually had a reason for it. But this is a...
Loved each other so much, couldn't wait.
Basically, yeah. Let's get the...
Had to get it before the new year, too.
That, and we were house hunting, so we had to make sure all the documents, but I don't understand the whole, purposefully planning a fall wedding on a weekend.
No, but here's the bigger issue. October 12th being a date that most weddings are happening this fall is the biggest weekend in college football.
And I'd argue it's probably one of the biggest weekends we've had in a decade.
These are the games that you have on October 12th. Number 2 Ohio State at number 3 Oregon. Number 6 Ole Miss at number 13 LSU. Number 8 Penn State at number 23 USC. In addition to that, rivalry game, Florida versus Tennessee.
Texas versus Oklahoma.
You will have Texas, Oklahoma, and the Red River rivalry. Why are we doing this? What is that game that weekend?
Yeah.
I don't see that on here. I don't see it on October 12th. That's ridiculous. You can't have this on October 12th. Mm-hmm. It's a crime against humanity.
Ole Miss, LSU, you have, what, 8 of the top 23 teams in the country playing each other.
You can't have, oh yeah, there it is, 12:30, Texas, Oklahoma. And then you have another rivalry game for smart people, Stanford, Notre Dame. Mm. You can get married on that day if you're alums of that. You probably don't really care much about football anyways. I hate this. I hate this for anybody who is going to be forced to go to a wedding on October 12th. Well, because I had a cousin who got married during football season. He's a big Oregon State fan. Guess what he did? Mm. Reception, televisions. Yeah. Right there, right next to the bar.
Ooh.
Did two televisions, bookend in the bar, because he knew he had the beefs on. He knew he had family that wanted to watch the Oregon game, too. Had TVs, bam, on either side of the bar. That's how you do it.
I remember years ago, my wife and I, we went to a wedding, and it was the day that Oregon, I believe, was at Ann Arbor. And yeah, that was a rough one.
Well, if you are a USC, Tennessee, or Oklahoma fan, and
that's the Statue of Liberty game, the Dennis Dixon Statue of Liberty.
I believe that was it, because I couldn't remember if it was 2007? That one or the 03, but I think I remember the blue Michigan jerseys from that game, so all I think right. It's the 07. Yeah.
What a game to miss, man.
If you are a Tennessee, Oklahoma, or USC fan, and you are stuck in wedding season, you are going to be going through it, because the number one most popular date for weddings this year is, Jeff Rust, September 21st.
Which, by the way, I believe is an Oregon bye week.
It is, in fact, a bye week. Mm-hmm. But Tennessee will be taking on Oklahoma. USC will be playing Michigan. Utah has Oklahoma State. And Clemson takes on North Carolina State in with the Textile Bowl.
Man, that's... Hey, happy wife, happy life.
See, and when we got married in 02, at least that day, it was still like a non-conference time, too. I went back and looked up the schedule at who played that day that we got married. You had Oregon and Portland State. Oregon State, Fresno State. And then you had...
That was a good game then. Yeah. What year did you get married?
02.
Oh, that was a great game!
Yeah, well, whatever. Anyway. And I think you had like three top 25 matchups. You had number 10 Florida, number 4 Tennessee, number 25 Kansas State, and number 11 USC, and then you had number 7 Vatek and 19 Texas A&M.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. What year was this?
02.
That, 02 was the year after the great game. 02, Oregon State beat Fresno 59-19.
No, I was thinking Vatek. Is that Mike?
No. No, no, no. He was, no. Mike Vick?
That's Marcus, isn't it?
I don't know. Mike Vick. He was there. He's 44, so let me look this up.
He would have left in
2000.
He was drafted in 01. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess that would have been Marcus then, right? Wasn't he right after him?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I'm just trying to think.
Marcus Vick's time was very forgettable.
But I just remember trying to think of what would make Vatek be the number 7 team in the country.
They were really good. Beamer ball, yeah. Special teams.
Yeah.
Marcus went undrafted in 06.
And this is, I think it's even more egregious now, the fall marriages, because back in the day, you could say, well, all right, you know, it's going to be a noon kick. Nuptials ceremony starts at 4. We're good here. Now we have the 2-week window. We don't know when most of these games are going to be played. Makes it even harder to make this game plan work. I'm out on this. I don't like this.
No good?
No. That's why I have a July anniversary.
There you go.
I'm not getting married during football season.
No good, Goose.
No.
It's no good.
And this texture is right on the Vancouver Ford text line. Today's my 10-year anniversary. I just, I don't know, and we picked a date. You were just listening to your wife.
Yeah.
That's what you do. And this is the thing, is you got to understand. You may want to have a fall marriage, sweetheart, but... For the boys.
Yes.
Unless you want to keep the numbers down. Keeping the numbers down, ruin your own day.
Ours was literally, hey, we need to do this before basketball season. Because I just wouldn't be able to do it.
We were looking for still kind of nice weather.
You couldn't
but not
go
too
to
hot.
A courthouse during basketball season?
Oh, I mean, just trying to make that work. Yeah, no, it's a pain.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, we were just thinking still nice weather, but not too hot. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like April 25th. The perfect day.
You guys have a 1-week gap right between your anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's nice. That's good. It's a good little window.
There's a little window there.
All right.
You know. All right, coming up next, a window into Colorado and what the hell is going on there. But first, here's a Big Kahuna Sports Center update.
You ever had a Big Kahuna burger?
Colorado may not play for clicks, but I tell you what, they keep finding a way to get the clicks piling up. Whether it's a local sports article or, I don't know, Warren Sapp and his post-practice availability, there's one way or another for the Colorado Buffaloes to just keep stumbling into it.
They are making headlines all over the place, and it's different than it was last year. There's just a different feeling around this Colorado team. Because last year it was they were going to be a disruptor to college football because of the fact that they were doing things in a completely different way than anybody had before and building their roster, going to the portal. There was so much optimism and a lot of hype around Deion Sanders and his ability to bring in, you know, three guys from an FCS school in Shadur, Shiloh Sanders, and Travis Hunter and be able to win in the Pac-12 last year. It went horrifically wrong and went completely sideways. And they tried to build through the portal and brought 36 new players in through the portal. It backfired on them. And now with all of the reports that are coming out from Athlon Sports and that report that said about the culture of fighting and nepotism, whether it was the Sanders kids or Kevin Mitchell, who's on staff, his kid, being protected, guarded, and coddled by the coaching staff and not being held accountable like other kids, forcing offensive line Savion Washington to fight another player. And then that Athlon Sports article mentioned a problematic relationship with guns in that locker room, yes, is what we can call it.
Which, look, I am, to be blunt, pro-firearm.
Pro-gun, you are.
I've probably shot more rounds of ammunition than the combined population of some states. But, with that said, there is zero reason for college students to be having guns in locker rooms.
No, or in your commitment video, in a live stream with the head coach.
Yeah, don't leave the Glock. Go full Ja Morant and leave the Blicky on the table. Like, yeah. Just...
yeah, let's leave the guns for the Republican Christmas cards.
It's just... it's all very dumb. You just stumble into all of this so regularly with programs and cultures in general that just don't have any control.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why I keep pointing it back to the Gilbert Arenas Wizards is because this feels like the Gilbert Arenas Wizards. Was there talent on that team? Yeah. But there was also a metric crap ton of stupid.
Yeah.
Think about this. Gilbert Arenas, Nick Young, Andre Blatch, Javaris Crittenton were all on the same basketball team in the same place at the same time.
Yikes. That is the whole, hey, talent will find a way, and it didn't.
No.
Because there was a lot of talent.
Yeah.
A lot of crazy, though.
Now, you go back and you look at that team, and you're like, that is so much crazy on one basketball team.
Yeah. It really is. But with Colorado now, with all of that, what we just outlined, they have a defensive line coach that everybody knows. Mm. Warren Sapp is the D-line coach. And we just got done talking about that Athlon Sports article, all the things that have kind of gone the way in against Colorado. Warren Sapp decided to use this analogy when describing his defensive line that is so deep, he needed this.
I wouldn't single out one guy because we're a pack. You know, my five ends on a two-lane highway, that's just nice and good. And then with the last two tackles with Buell and the young fella, we'll be six deep. You know, called Shane and Big Boy, Nani Deuce, Barnes, and then we got Kadoji in there, and then working with Buell, and then one more. Who am I forgetting? TC and the other kid. Yeah, I mean, we just mixing and matching them. We got bullets. You get shot with a 38 or a 9mm, you pick it.
Oops!
You could get shot with a 38 or a 9mm, you pick him. I love he's like, he's so deep. He only knew three of their names. 92, old Big Boy.
Look.
The young fella.
Deion called up Warren and was like, hey, you want to cash a check?
No, I do think Warren Sapp does want to be there and he wants to coach. I don't think you're driving the point home when you're calling the big fella and the young fella.
Oh,
he's
92.
Like Johnny Lawrence calling the kids in the Cobra Kai dojo. No.
I'm sure there's a lot of "Hey, you" going on there in the D-line room.
I'm disappointed he did the interview without a dip in.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's new. By the way,
probably school policy.
Yeah.
Anti-tobacco.
I mean, Warren
I guarantee
Sapp,
he walked up to the podium with it in.
I'm sure Warren Sapp has always been a big rule follower.
Yeah. That's another instance of Colorado's inability to read the room, and this is like if they do hit tough times. You have to be able to read the room. And last year, nobody was able to, whether it was Deion throwing his offensive coordinator under the bus. Mm-hmm. When then he fired him and they scored 12 points less per game, I think, after that. In throwing the offensive lineman under the bus when his son, who is a quarterback and is very talented, Shadur is a very talented quarterback, but his son held onto the ball forever. Last year, even when there was protection, there were plays that were made by the defense because Shadur holds onto the ball for a very long time.
He was rated in, like, I want to say the bottom third in college football.
But he
also was in the top, I want to say, six in accuracy.
But it was always throwing the offensive line under the bus. Mm-hmm. Never throwing the defense under the bus.
No.
It was the offense. You get 40 plus put on you. What do you want the offense to do?
Because you're going to get pretty predictable at that point, and you're going to see a lot of zone.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah. I mean, when things go wrong, and they will at some point this year, because they always do, it's football, man. Like, you're not a very talented roster, and you will hit tough times. How do they react? Because when things were high and they were 3-0, boy, that was awesome. Then they lost 8 of their final 9 games.
And they got the one win was against a quarterbackless Arizona State.
And they came in, remember that Week 4 game? They came into Autzen Stadium
with all the gas.
They were running their mouths, and Deion even said, like, "We don't talk, we respond." Then almost immediately,
social media had it ready to go,
pregame had started, you had Shiloh Sanders at the 50-yard line, barking at Sherpa, coaches and players, and then you lose by 40.
Whoops.
The wheels came off.
Whoops.
The wheels came off. So, I don't know, man. This is it's tough to read.
But is this the fourth Colorado-related thing we've had before they even played a single game this season? Where you're just throwing your hands up like, come on, man.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, if this was by itself, it's nothing.
Yeah.
But it's just the latest. And this isn't a case of, oh, you're just looking for Colorado. Everything they do is under the microscope.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Also, remember the beef between CBS and Deion?
Yeah.
Where he didn't respond to a local reporter's question.
Because he's a national CBS report?
He works for an affiliate of CBS. So Philip Dukes of On3, who apparently has a personal relationship with Deion, he said this: Deion Sanders ain't upset because somebody ranked him second to last in the Big 12. That's something he can control because these rankings don't get you into the playoffs. He ain't mad about that. That's his goal. I'll say this: there was a project between CBS and Sanders that one person did their part and was vulnerable enough to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to share this with you. The other faction, without notice or saying anything, after all of his time and effort was put into something, basically said, nah, this ain't going to look good for us right now. That's it.
Okay.
That's it right there. And then Deion quote tweeted the video that he said this in and said, thank you, my brother, for keeping some things unspoken. We love it when they assume, LOL. The insanity is better than Sanford and Son at times. Keep up the outstanding reporting and keeping it 100. Relationships in this business are everything. So
what?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Apparently, like, I'm reading a Sporting News article that says CBS and Sanders had a disagreement during a contract negotiation in 2004, which led to the departure of the Hall of Famer from working with the network.
20 years ago.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's it. So we don't know what the project was, but that's the reason.
So, but I mean, has he not talked to this guy the entire time?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Because I don't think that's the case, because he knows who he is. Remember, I respect you. I know you. Da, da, da. So he's talked to him before. So what's the material change?
I don't know. A project that he was working on, and CBS, they went different directions, and CBS didn't like it, but okay. I have no idea. The plot keeps getting weirder and weirder.
No, dumber.
I mean,
dumber is the word you're looking for.
Jeez.
So, something that may not, well, I'll be honest, they're going to undo the dumb. The Portland Trailblazers have a potential broadcast change coming up here. dun, 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 dun. We'll talk about that more. Can be heard to close up today's show on Danny Dusty, Tenny the Fan. April 1st of this year on the Jack Ramsey's Patreon.
Dun, dun, dun.
Expect there to be a pretty drastic shift in how the Trailblazers games are delivered to you as a fan going into next season. As it stands today, if I were placing bets, I'd lean towards most, if not all, the Trailblazers inventory being on a platform outside of Root Sports and being significantly more readily available to fans.
Oh, I love that Jack Ramsey source. Who writes for Jack Ramsey?
That would be me.
Oh, holy smokes. We got the guy that we could talk to about this right here.
In the next probably 45 or so minutes, I would expect there to be pretty drastic news on the Portland Trailblazers broadcasting situation. It has not been entirely resolved yet. That is expected to conclude here in the coming week, maybe days.
Okay.
And when that happens, I will have that story for you as well.
All right. Does Brandon Ayuk get traded or the Blazers broadcast situation get resolved first?
Oof. Both need to happen basically by Friday, I think. So, I'll say the broadcast deal.
Oh, hey, okay, all right, all right. Well, look, this is good news for Blazer fans because it's the little things in a year like this, in a time like this, in the franchise that'll make fans happy. And last year was a kick in the nuts.
Yeah, October 10th.
When the day before the regular season starts, we all find out that they're going to jack up the price if you want to watch.
$36 more a month.
A team that
isn't good
at basketball, play basketball. Like, that was brutal. It was brutal to fans. It was brutal to the franchise in a year where people were excited to see what Scoot Henderson had to offer, but knew that the team wasn't going to be good. A lot of people forked over that money, and then about a week in went, that was a mistake.
Well, the thing was, they did not fork over that money. That was the reality. That Sports Business Journal reported a 49% decrease in viewership. And that was, when this all comes out, I'll have all the figures. For those that are not aware, I've been tracking this since really February of this year. I have a very, very, very good understanding of what the deal is going to be and what it's going to look like and how available it's going to be to Blazers fans.
Blazer Vision's back.
You are going to like it. I promise you, you are
going.
So it's
not going to be Blazer Vision.
You are going to like it. The Phoenix Suns got a nearly 100% increase in viewership in the fifth biggest market in the country.
And they went over the air.
Yes. The Utah Jazz did essentially the same. And they also
hybrid had pay-per-view.
Yes, their own streaming model. They did essentially the same. I would expect that if the Blazers were to go to that similar model, they would probably have anywhere between 125 and 140% increase because year over year, because of how drastic the loss was last year.
Agreed.
And with what my understanding is of what they're trying to accomplish, the ability to watch games will not be an inhibitor to Blazers fans going forward.
Okay, so what you're saying is availability of the broadcast and financially the cost of the broadcast. Those have been the two big things, right? Because with NBC Sports and Comcast Sportsnet, prior to a name change, it was not widely available across the state of Oregon or the Pacific Northwest. Once Root happened, it then became financially prohibitive for a lot of people to get the platinum package from Comcast so you could watch any of the games.
Yes.
What you are saying is that availability nor price should be an inhibitor for any Blazer fan to watch these
Correct.
Games. That is 100% what Blazer fans want to hear at this
time. If this goes down as I expect it to go down, it will be one of the bigger wins for Blazers fans in a long time.
Well, there haven't been many lately.
No, no.
I mean, it's been a really long time.
The front office on the business side has been very concerned with this for a couple years now. And because of contracts and how things work and the business of sports, they just haven't been able to go down that path. And now I believe that that opportunity is going to be there.
Wow.
So there you go.
Well, that's good news. And we'll find out a little kernel of that news coming up in about an hour or so.
Yep.
All right.
Well, about a half hour now.
About a half hour from now. Well, hey. Good news for Blazer fans. Any news is good news for Blazer fans at this point because all of it's been bad lately.
There you go.
You know? You know? I mean, we got excited from a couple Summer League games from Donovan Klingon, which looked really good. And that was like the highest we've been in a while.
In the Denny trade.
The Denny Obviate. Well, okay, don't say that because half the fan base wanted to crater themselves after that.
That's true.
Because they just didn't know who Denny Obviate is.
Very fair. Which, later this week, I will have a, 3,000-plus word video breakdown of Denny Obviate.
So, you should have been happy about it, though.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say? How long?
It's 3,000 words.
All right. That's a lot of words on Denny Advia.
Well, 98% of the Blazers fan base has never seen him play basketball, so.
That is fact.
I went pretty deep.
Good. Good. So keep that on the old Patreon there.
So yeah, you can find that in the Blazers broadcast news and everything else on the Jack Ramsey's Patreon.
All right. Up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's prime time with Isaac and Souk. Have a great Wednesday. See you Thursday right here on The Fan.
Bye.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.